there in time to whip eggs at the warm-up act.
Wow, my concert-going jacket still fits. And this is where I used to hide my beer. Billy Beer!
My little guy's first rock concert. I hope the Spinal Taps don't play too loud.
Oh, Marge, I went to thousands of heavy metal concerts and it never hurt me. I hear you. Come on, boy.
There goes Davy Crockett in his bald skin cap.
In other Spinal Tap news, Mayor Quimby honored the aging supergroup in a ceremony at City Hall.
I guess you could say he was trying to tap into the spines of the young voters, huh?
Yeah, let's play the tape.
Hey, Milhouse, cool jacket.
It cost me 50,000 Bazooka Joe comics.
Now just meet me back here after the show.
Thanks, Dad. Sure you're not going to be bored?
Boy, some of the best times I've ever had were in the back seat of a car. Oh, baby.
Official tour, 92, t-shirts, $31.
Check it out. Spinal Tap kicking Muammar Gaddafi in the butt. The time was classic, now two for a dollar.
Hey, 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 Bill and Marty here.
And we're backstage rapping with a tap.
Fellas, I'm going to hit you with a phrase that has dogged you throughout your career. Washed up.
Yet here you are, among the top 105 concert acts today. What's your secret, guys?
Well, after the Berlin Wall fell, our records started selling on the dismal side of the Iron Curtain, and naturally that gave us a boost.
We're very big in Bulgaria, and what's his name, Yadagaria, Hungary. Yeah, whatever.
I can't think of anyone who's benefited more from the death of communism than us.
Well, maybe the people who actually live in the communist countries.
Oh, yeah, I haven't thought of that.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, on the other hand, each of us just bought our own soccer team. How many Hungarians can say that, eh?
Test.
Gee, I'm sorry, man.
Huh?
About the Frisbee.
Frisbee?
Say, guys, I wonder if you'd mind recording a couple of promos for us.
Well, like what?
Maybe you could say, nobody rocks like Bill and Marty on KBBL.
Well, we don't know that, do we?
What if somebody rocks as good as you?
Or better. I mean, we don't want to look stupid.
Okay, we can respect that.
How about rock-a-doodle-doo, you're listening to Bill and Marty?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's good, yeah.
I just looked out there and there's puddles of water all over the freaking stage.
Yeah, well, look, I don't want to lie to you boys. 6 days a week, the place is a hockey rink.
Yeah, well, this is a rock concert, not the bleeding splish splash show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Duff Beer, in association with Laramie Cigarettes, is proud to welcome Spinal Tap.
We are the children who grew too fast. We are the dust of a future past. We raise our voices in the night, crying to heaven. And will our voices be heard, or will they break like the wind?
Medium setting.
Thank you.
All right. This morning we were driving down Route 401.
That's only 4 miles from my house.
And we thought they knew how to rock in Shelbyville.
But nobody rocks like Springfield.
Thank you.
seems some silly twit did not get a big enough oxygen pump, but that's supposed to be a devil.
Filled up with air, it's very evil and impressive.
We salute you, our half-inflated Dark Lord.
Oi!
You know, people think there are only five members of Spinal Tap, but they are wrong.
Could we turn up the house lights, please? That was the cue to turn up the house lights so we can tell the audience they're the sixth member of the freaking group.
We are trying to put a tiny thrill into their grey little lives. Go, forget it. Turn on the lasers. Yeah, my vision.
That's it. Show's over.
Good night, Springton. There will be no encores.
They were only up for 20 minutes. What a jip.
Gnarly show, man.
Want to trash the stage?
Okay.
There was a little Spanish flea, a record star, he thought he'd be. He heard of singers like Beatles, the Chipmunks he'd seen on TV. Why not a little Spanish flea? And so he hit. Inside a dog.
Tonight, a city weeps. As for the first time ever, a hockey arena becomes a scene of violence. Following a concert by Spinal Tap.
I hope my poor little baby's okay.
See for yourself.
Of course, it would be wrong to suggest that this sort of mayhem began with rock and roll. After all, there were riots at the premiere of Mozart's The Magic Flute. So, what's the answer? Ban all music? In this reporter's opinion, the answer, sadly, is yes.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, thank God.
Mom, I want to be a rock star.
We'll discuss it later. Is Milhouse okay?
I'll be right back.
Help! Help! Homer, I've been thinking about what Bart said. If he's really interested in being a musician, maybe we should buy him a guitar.
Well, that's a waste of money. We already have a guitar.
I meant a real guitar.
This is real.
Wow. And it came with a free instruction book.
Now, boy, we spent a lot of money, so you'd better get real good real fast or pow!
Homer.
Hey, I thought I was supposed to encourage him.
I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
Bart, you've got to go on.
Slag off.
You've changed, man. It used to be about the music.
I said slag off.
Cool.
Knock it off.
I'm sorry.
Knock it off!
I was just jamming with you.
Hey, Simpson, what are you trying to play?
Pollywally Doodle.
Oh, yeah? Well, it sounds pollywally crappy. Ha ha! Burn!
Hey, cheery axe, bird dude.
I think it's broken.
Oh, really? Hey, give it here.
I didn't know you played the guitar, Auto Man.
Hey, that's all I did in high school. My old man said I was wasting my time and I'd never amount to anything. Now I'd like to slow things down a little bit. If I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? Can I take? Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Although I'm sure I will receive a severe wedgie from my busmates, I must remind you we should have been at school 10 minutes ago.
Uh-oh. Better fasten your seatbelts, little dude.
We don't have seatbelts.
Well then, just try to go limp. Better take a shortcut.
Good show last night.
Yeah, quite good.
Did anyone get the license number?
Oh, no.
Oh, did you?
I think you looked.
Oh, it's a miracle no one was hurt.
Oh, I stand on my record. 15 crashes and not a single fatality.
Let's see your license, pal.
No can do. Never got one. But if you need proof of my identity, I wrote my name on my underwear. Oh, wait, these aren't mine.
Well, that tears it. Until you get a license and wear your own underwear, mister, you are suspended without pay.
Who's going to drive the bus?
I drove an all-terrain vehicle in Da Nang. I think I can handle it.
Where's Otto?
Otto? That's one palindrome he won't be hearing for a while. Off we go!
Hail to the bus driver. Hail to the bus driver, man. He drinks and he cusses, he stinks up the buses. Hail to the bus driver, man.
Oh, there's an opening. Nope, too late. Nope. I'll be cutting a little close.
I think you have to be more aggressive, sir.
Nonsense. One of our good citizens will slow down and wave me in.
What's so funny? I was just thinking about the time Homer got his nose caught in the toaster. We'll watch the tape tonight. Oh, look, you got someone at your window. My name's Patty. I'll be testing you. When you do good, I use the green pen. When you do bad, I use the red pen. Any questions?
Yeah, one. Have you always been a chick? I mean, I don't want to offend you, but you were born a man, weren't you? You can tell me. I'm open-minded.
I won't be needing this.
So, how'd I do?
Well, you failed every segment and misspelled bus on your application.
Drag.
Let me in! Let me in!
He steps on the clutch and the toilet goes flush. Hail to the...
Shut up!
Hey, landlord. Some clown changed my locks, padlocked the door, and put up an eviction notice.
Yeah, that was me.
You? Why?
Because you haven't paid your rent.
Well, can I at least get my stuff?
All I found in there was a jar of mustard and a couple of old Psycho magazines.
Wow, I have mustard?
Rough day, Apu. Pump me a squishy and don't spare the syrup.
Perhaps you'd like to try an experimental flavor of my own concoction. A delicious chutney squishy.
Okay.
Oh, you can really taste the chutney.
Ow!
Otto Man? You're living in a dumpster?
Oh, man, I wish. Dumpster brand trash bins are top of the line. This is just a trash can waste disposal unit.
Otto, why don't you come home with me? You can stay in our garage.
A garage? Somebody up there likes me.
Hey, Bart, what's going on?
Mom, I thought you might forget our little conversation this afternoon, so I took the precaution of recording it.
What conversation?
Mom,
Can Otto live in our garage for as long as he wants?
He sure can.
Marge, what were you thinking?
That's not my voice.
Oh, everybody says that when they hear themselves on tape.
I don't understand this. Why can't you stay with your parents?
Oh, the Admiral and I don't get along. Please let me stay here. I've got nowhere else to go.
Forget it. That line didn't work for my dad, and it's not going to work for you.
Dad, Otto's going through a real tough time. Can't he stay with us for a while?
I know we didn't ask for this, Homer, but doesn't the Bible say, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
Yes, but doesn't the Bible also say, thou shalt not take moochers into thy hut?
Please, Dad, if you let Otto stay, he'll help around the house and chip in a few bucks whenever he can.
All right, he can stay. But I get to treat him like garbage.
Well, what's the catch?
The can of corn costs 57 cents!
I can sure go for a can of corn.
Otto, you can't just sit there watching TV all day.
You know, you're right. I should do a little reading. You got any of those Where's Waldo books?
No.
Hmm. How about anything written from the vampire's point of view?
No.
Well, how about anything where guys send in naked pictures of their chicks?
Otto, I think you should get a job.
Look, the only thing I was ever good at was driving a bus. Now the man says I need a piece of paper to do that.
So get that piece of paper.
I tried. Oh, Lord, how I did try.
Will you knock it off? I can't hear myself sing. I want some peanuts. That's better. Hey, how come you never play your guitar anymore?
I'll tell you the truth, Dad. I wasn't good at it right away, so I quit. I hope you're not mad.
Son, come here. Of course I'm not mad. If something's hard to do, then it's not worth doing. You just stick that guitar in the closet next to your shortwave radio, your karate outfit, and your unicycle, and we'll go inside and watch TV.
What's on?
It doesn't matter. Open up! Open up! I gotta go and no fooling!
Hey, Poppin' Fish! You're supposed to giggle.
Arr! That guy has gotta go.
I know how you feel, but he is good with the kids.
So the lady drove faster, but the strange car kept banging into her from behind. So finally, she swerved off the road into the woods and lost the other car. And that's when she realized the man in the other car wasn't trying to hurt her. No, he was trying to warn her about the actually maniac hiding in her backseat.
Did the maniac kill her?
That. And you know how I know?
How?
Because I was that maniac. Hey, I was just kidding.
That's it. He's out of here.
But Homer, we're the only family he's got.
I don't care. This is not Happy Days, and he is not DeFonz.
Hey, Mr. X.
Listen, you drain-clogging, last-cookie-eating, collect-call-getting sponge. I want you out of my house.
Heavy.
What are you gonna do, Otto?
Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of money out there for a guy who knows how to fake his own death.
Well, before you do that, maybe you should take the driving test again.
Oh, I can't pass that thing. I got a zero last time. This time I'm hungover.
You can do it, Otto. You're the coolest adult I ever met.
Wow. I've never been called an adult before. I've been tried as one, but I'll do it. Alcohol increases your ability to drive. Mm-hmm. False? Oh, man. I don't know about this, Bart, dude. Your dad is right. I am a bum.
He didn't call you a bum. He called you a sponge.
Sponge? Does this look like something a sponge would do? I'll show him who's a sponge.
Well, if it isn't Wee Willie Washout.
I want to take the test again.
Why?
So I can staple my license to Homer Simpson's big bald head.
Really? Well, here's your written test. I'll get you started. B, C, D, A, B.
Homer had a piece of food in his face for 3 days. It wasn't little either. It was a chicken wing.
Wing.
What was that?
It doesn't matter. Let's get some margaritas. I'm buying.
That's what my driver's license says.
Yes, hail to the bus driver man.